with this landmark partnership, we're going to get $5 million worth of cash and pro bono support from Microsoft over the next 5 years. I think this partnership will really help us leverage what technology can do for human rights. And for us, it's an historic partnership in the sense that it's the first one of this scope, of this size. And because we've been trying for quite many years to actually engage in this type of partnerships, we're very happy that we secured it, and we really, really hope that others will join the bandwagon, because we do feel that private sector engagement to advance a human rights agenda is essential more than ever.
We've certainly heard in the past from Zayed Raad Al Hussein, the High Commissioner of Human Rights, that he wants business to play a bigger role in human rights. But what exactly can Microsoft, what can technology bring to what you're doing? Is it in terms of data crunching?
Yes, one of the products that we're looking at developing with Microsoft is a product that we call RightsView, which is basically a dashboard that would aggregate vast amount of sources, whether internal or external, to give a synthetic overview of a human rights situation in a given country. We're talking about aggregating more than potentially 20, 30 databases. And for this, that would, of course, ensure much more accurate analysis of any situation for our human rights officers. That's not technology that is existing today, and we would build it from scratch with Microsoft.
Now, people are obviously going to say, well, Microsoft is this huge company. They're going to want something in return. How are you going to keep your independence to speak out when you need to?
I think this has been made very clear with Microsoft, like with any private sector company with whom we would partner. I think partnering is a two-way street. It's a two-way dialogue. What you want is to have genuine discussion with your partner if you see that there is any issue. And for us, it's absolutely clear that we keep our option to speak out if there's something that we're uncomfortable with. But what we hearten, and this is what came out of the due diligence, is that there is with Microsoft a genuine commitment to advancing human rights. They've been showing and proving it in some various areas, and we felt that was a very solid partner to advance our cause.
You say it's taken several years to come to fruition. I mean, that document, the actual agreement itself, must be massive because of due diligence and all the checks that you must have to do. What exactly do you want from them in addition to the data crunching software that you've just been mentioning?
Well, first on the historical part, indeed, the first discussion we had with Microsoft dates back to 2013. It was in Davos when the High Commissioner at the time met with the Brad Smith, the president of Microsoft. And now in the agreement, what we have is indeed different pillars. We're looking at the provision of technology. We're looking as well in terms of provision of cash so that we promote the UN guiding principles toward a broader private sector audience. We're also looking at some specific support to build our capacities in areas like innovation or what we call human rights online, which are important topics for us given the times we live in. And what we do with Microsoft is have an annual discussion on how we will use their support on any given year, and jointly agreed work plan that will then result in the support for the coming year.